wollte einen Daumen raus. Josef Rabbruno, kann man doch schmeißen. It's about eight lines up from the bottom.
Good morning, how are you,
everybody? 10 lines up from the bottom. Yosef Rebruner, Rekomer, the Hoshmaitzu. So he was saying over this Mechalikus, which we had, that we said that for Mavi to be Mutzer, Rav said it requires 2 chatzeres, which each chatzer has 2 batim. And Shmuel says, even 1 bayis and 1 chatzer. Means you had 1 chatzer, which has 1 bayis, opening into the mavi, and then you had a separate bayis without a chatzer opening into the mavi. You end up with 2 batim, one in a chatzer and one not in a chatzer, opening into the mavi, and that's enough that the mavi now has the kula that you could be matir it with just 1 lechi or just the kara. So Bruno was saying over this statement of Shmuel. Amalei Rabbi Elazar Barbe Rav Amar Shmuel Hachi. Should Shmuel really say that? Amalei in, yes, he did. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar Barbe Rav said to Rabbi Bruna, Achrili Ushpize, show me where Shmuel is being hosted. Apparently he was visiting this city, and he was being, or he was living there temporarily, it wasn't his home. And there was a house where he was being held, hosted. So somewhere it is. Akhmalay, he showed him. Also, the command, the Shmuel, he gave the Shmuel. Amalei, Amar Mar Haki, did the master say such a statement? That he said, yeah. So he asked Shmuel the following question. Hamar, the master, who the Omar is the one that says, "Ein lano be'erevin elakalosh and mishnah seino," that we, when it comes to erevin, we have to follow the language of the mishnah. Shamavi lechatzeros kichatzer labatim. The mavi is related to chatzeros, plural, like the chatzer is related to batim, plural. But it says, "Mavi lechatzeros." There has to be 2 chatzeros. So how could you say that 1 chatzer is enough when the Mishnah says lashon of chatzeros? And you're the one who said that we have to follow the language of the Mishnah. So Ishtik Shmuel was quiet. So Mor says, "Kibli minei or lo kibli minei." So was Shmuel quiet because Shmuel was accepting his point? Or Shmuel quiet because he felt that the point was so not on target that it wasn't worth answering? Right? Which one was it? Some Toshma, some more, let's bring it right. The Hu Mavua, the Habidarbe Abus Bar Ihi. So Abus Bar Ihi lived in a Mavli. He was the one house which was in the Mavi, and then there was a Mavi. So we have to say there was a case. There was a chatzer. His house had a chatzer that opened the Mavi. There's another house there. That's all there was. So there was a bayis and a chatzer. Overlay lechaya, he made a lechi. Mishar le Shmuel. Shmuel allowed it. Also, Rav Anan, after Shmuel was nifter, Rav Anan came, shadet, he knocked down the lechi. He held it was not mutter to have it just with a lechi. You require a better type of enclosure. You need 2 lechayayim to matter. So he saw that it was there, and he said people were going to light and carry, so he knocked it down.
It had to be after Shmuel passed away.
Rashi says after Shmuel was after. So Abus said, "Mavua de Darnabe, Vasina Mishmei Demar Shmuel. I've been living here and going along this way based on the psak of Mar Shmuel that I can have a lechi. Nesi Rav Onan Bar Rav Nishte Mon Nishte Min. He should knock it away from me. So, well, I don't understand why he did that. That was his question. Okay. Mar says, you see from the story that Shmuel Halacha L'maisa continued to do his own way of allowing this scenario. If the case had been that there had been two batim, two chaseris, there'd be no reason why Ravonna would remove it. So obviously the case had to be that it wasn't meeting the criteria of Rav of two batim each into two different chaseris. So he was going the criteria of Shmuel. So we see Shmuel maintain his criteria throughout the rest of his life. He did not accept Rav Elazar bar Rav's question. So some more says Shmuel Mino L'Kibli Mine. You see that Shmuel did not accept Rav Elazar bar Rav's question. Some more says no L'Adam Eimel L'Cha Kibli Mine. I can tell you that Shmuel had accepted Rav Elazar bar Rav's question, and he only would allow it in a case where there were two batim and two chaseris. And over here, the reason why he was matarit, v'hochop chazanahu d'hava ochol n'hama b'beisei v'osa bayis b'beikinishta. There was a shamish who used to eat at home, would sleep in the shul at night, and the Beis Knesses, also opened into that chatzar. So now you have two homes opening into the chatzar. You have Eris Ba'ihi's home, and you have the Beis Knesses, which is the home of which has been used by the shamish to sleep in. And Shmuel says, you go b'shem makom lino. So Shmuel said these two homes. So what was Avis Ra'ihi's? And what had happened, Ronan came along and saw that the Shamish was no longer sleeping there, and therefore he said this is not acceptable anymore. So what was Avis Ra'ihi getting upset about? Where it says Avis Ra'ihi sovereign Malkin Pita Gorim. So the heta which is there the whole time could not have been based on the lila because he holds Malkin Pita Gorim. Teretz must be Shmuel is going like his opinion that one bias is enough. But the truth is Shmuel the Temei Domer Malkin Lina Gorim. Shmuel was going because Shmuel held Malkin Lina Gorim. So therefore, had Avis Ra'ihi understood what Shmuel's reasoning was, he wouldn't have had any question why Rav Onan now felt it was no longer valid.
Because the situation changed.
The Chazan wasn't sleeping there anymore. Look at Tzivashi. L'hosh Maitre. It's the third line from the bottom. Damer Shmuel Le'el, I feel a bias b'chotzer. Even one bias and one chotzer is enough. So show me the Ezel of Shmuel. I want to go and ask Shmuel directly. Where is he staying? So he asked him. It says in the Mishnah, "Shamavi lechatzeris dakinan lishtan lechatzeris v'lechotzer." You have to take the exact language of the Mishnah that Mavi is related to chatzeris, plural. Now the purpose of the Mishnah wasn't to discuss that point of how many chatzeris, right? That wasn't the purpose of that phrase, but we're just saying that since you can see the daik in the lash of the Mishnah that it said two. Kibimene Shmuel b'hadri be legabi Rav Eloi. So did Shmuel ask this question and then accept Rav's shita that you need two chatzeris, two batim, two chatzeris or not? So also on La'achar Mershmul, Shadi the Hippol Lechi, took down the Lechi. So he said, Nishtei Min, Yeshechen Al Mimeni, you should throw it away from me. Mishum Dlahabe Bei El Abayis Lechotzer, Osir Alay. So he held that Rabbana was asking, because there's only one bias and one chotzer. And to Rav, like Rav, that you need two chotzeres. Morris says, no. How chazon haba? The case was, the story was, really Shmuel was makabel. So then why was he mad to this? Because how chazon the haba bay, there was this chazon there who was living there. Well, mavua, not be sure of Shmuel. The shamish of the shul would go home on Shabbos to eat somewhere else in a different chotzer. You come and sleep in the shul. You have a psuach which opened it to that mavu. And now Rabbanan took it down. Because the chazan was no longer sleeping there. The reason why he was matan wasn't because of the person sleeping there. Because the main thing is where you're eating. And he wasn't eating in shul; he was just sleeping there. That's what Abe's his mistake was. But the truth is, Shmuel and Tamei Domer Mokum Lina Garim V'Haver Luhu Shtech Atzeres. So that would fulfill now the requirement of two Atzeres. Okay. We're saying we could say that he accepted it. The Rif Taka says Alok Lamaisa. You see, Shmuel was Chosubay the Gabi Rav, and therefore we passed him. It has to be two Patim and two Chatzeris. The other Rishonim say, the Mordan said it, that's definite. The Mordan says, I can tell you. But the Mordan has not given a definitive answer one way or the other. You want to prove that I haven't proven that. It could be kibbutz. Could be that kibbutz. I don't know. But even so, we possibly pass on like Rav anyway. For a few reasons. First of all, we have a cloud composed Rav and Shmuel. When it comes to Dini Yisra, we pass on like Rav. When it comes to Dini Mama, we pass on like Shmuel. Second over here we're not sure if Shmuel Shita still stands. You have a suffix in Sita Shmuel, in Mavadi and Shita's Rav. So in some of us in Mavadi. The first rule alone wouldn't help us because Halacha Kedibri Mekel Ba'ovu might override.
Oh,
thank you. Be'eruv might override the Klal of Halacha Karabi Suri. But the second one, if we have a suffix, because Shmuel was maintaining a sheet there at all, so that then you can't be make a lot.
And the last community is what type of tikkun is required for the mother?
Correct. Amr Bihuda Murab, Mavish Tiro Echad Ovech Chavim. So you have a Mavi, which on one side of the Mavi, there is a goy living there, and he has his chotzer. And the other side, there's a Jew living there, and his chotzer opens into the Mavi, and he has. The back of his home, he has two Jewish homes which don't open into this mavi, but they open into his home. Derek chaloinus. Say my arbanus the derech chaloinus latira derech psachim l'mavi. You can't say that you fulfill your obligation of having the two Jewish homes opening into the chotzer and then into the mavi, because there's two Jewish homes opening into his house, which then opens into the chotzer. Because those Jewish homes aren't using the access to point from the mavi, they're opening out into their front door is opening out into a different mavi or into Bishus Rab or whatever it is. They're not opening into this mavi. So you can't say, listen, I have two houses which have access to this mavi through this chotzer. They both could come through my house, through the chaloyin, into my house, and from there into the chotzer, and from there into the mavi. So I have my what we need. Okay. And the point is, well, you have the chotzer of the goy, the chotzer akum doesn't count. I will buy a little of Yosef. I'm a rabbi, feel the chotzer. I'm really in. Would this same discussion be not in the case of a mavui, but within one chotzer itself, would I have the same conversation? So he said yes. So he said to him, "Di loy omer my hava, I mean my, or better my." And let's see, if you tell me that Rav hadn't said it by the case of chotzer, you're assuming that there's an argument that chotzer and mavi are different. So what are you thinking? Why would I think that should make a difference? He says, if it only been Rabbi that said this discussion in conjunction with the mavi, So I have a situation where there's a Yisrael and a Nachi which live in a chotzer. So if you just have a Yisrael and a Nachi live in a chotzer, so we pass them, you don't need to do anything to the chotzer. Now you have two guys whose their windows open into his house, which then opens into the chotzer. So forget about the issue of mavui. I want to know what's the status of the chotzer. Must they ima'ariv with him? Because now there's three houses which have had access to the chotzer, his plus the two other ones. So since they open into his house and then from his house into the chotzer, can they be ma'ariv to use the chotzer? Must they be ma'ariv to use the chotzer or not? So that was what his question was. Is Rav's halacha true in the case of chotzer also? He says, yes. He says, what was your thinking that not? Maybe that Rav's discussion about the case of mavi was vis-a-vis calculating who's living here in the mavi. We say that you need batim opening into the chotzer, and the chotzer, you know, we had the Rav's requirement before, you need two batim opening into the chotzer, etc. So if that's the argument, maybe it's not called batim opening into the chotzer, that you fulfill your obligation of allowing the mavi to be nitter belechi. But it doesn't mean they cannot be ma'ariv if they want to join this chotzer.
The house is opening by itself as opposed to a house into a house.
A house and a house, correct. But since over here it's just the two houses are opening into this house, which then opens into the chotzer, so that's not counting that you have batim in this chotzer, and therefore, but it doesn't mean that they can't be ma'aruf to allow them to access into the chotzer and to carry in the chotzer, which is what our question is now. That's what I would have said. So have a mean time of the Ram, you should accept a mobi nitzibalechi bekara, achubati, makateris psucha masaychi. The Rav's halacha was specifically because of the din of mobi. That's what I would have said. So now he told me, he said, in my case of chotzer, I realize that's not the reason. Now, had we said that, you would have asked me, b'tarti lomali. So then I have Rav basically repeating his din twice, that you can't, the mobi is not nitzer until you have bati makateris psucha masaychi. And this is not batin sukhum asoifa. We don't look at this house as a distinct house from the house, because they both open to one house, and then into the chatzur. That's not three houses. That's one house. So, if you're going to ask me, Tarti Lomali, so what do I need two statements of Rav to this effect? Tzricha, I would need both. Dimehi. Had I just had the other statement of Rav, the regular did a Rav that Mobi is not nitzur unless you have batim chetzeres. So how mean a dearest akum shmod dira? I would say the fact that there's a goy living here in the chotzer counts that there are two batim. He's a non-entity. The mehachas, so just say this statement over here. Habamina, I would have said, lo yudana batim kam. I know that you have to have more than one house, but I don't know how many. Kamashulon batim trade. Okay, that's what we would have said had you told me Rav's halach is only by chotzer, only by mavi, not by chotzer. Now you told me Rav's halach is even by the case of chotzer, so the issue isn't because we don't have the requisite number of batim opening to allow the mavi to be nitter. That's a totally different reason why it's a problem. Time of the Rav, the Kesavar also lasts as Yochid but Mokim Avik Chava. So we don't want to make this. The reality is these two guys are facing the other way, and they're busy in their other direction. So it's coming up. We have a goy and a Jew sharing this chotzer, which Chazal did not want because you're going to get involved with the goy. So by telling the other two people not to be ma'arav with him and allow him to be able to use the chotzer, you're giving him this motivation to move out, to not to live together with the goy, which we want to accomplish. That was the whole idea we had before. Right, way back, beginning of the parak, the Chazal used dinim of Erevin as a motivation to get the guy out of the situation of living together with the goy. Okay. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Ihochi, and now that you told me this is the pshat. Hainu de Shemana la Leila Rabbi Tavla. So Rabbi Yosef says, I heard Rabbi Tavla, the Umar, on this statement of Rav, the Umar Ovikachavim Trey Zimni. He said something about the Ovikachavim twice. Well, Yadano, my Umar, I couldn't remember what he meant. Okay, so now I understand that the issue over here wasn't Diras Akum Loshma Dir. The issue was we don't want the Yachid to become also Lasis Yachid, we don't want these people to facilitate a Yachid living together with the Goy. So he said that in the case where there's a Goy, it's also because we don't want the yachid living with the goy. That was the trace zimni. That was he said about some of the trace zimni of the goy. I understood now what he meant. Okay, let's hold it here.